Our next guest has quickly become a fan favorite, as they say. Lowell Ponte is a former Reader's Digest roving editor. His articles have appeared in many major journals, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, other major publications. His latest paper, co-authored with Craig Smith, Protecting Your Wealth in Today's America, How You Invest Your Savings Requires New Thinking. Very interesting. For a free copy, you're going to get a phone number here, 1-800-630-1492. I'm sure we'll mention that. Anyway, a lot to talk about with the one and only Lowell Ponte. Lowell, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Daniel, always an honor to be on with you on this beacon of light for so many people.
Of course, we're going to get into impeachment. We're going to get into the nuances of that deal.
But they're all tied together. I mean, this is the essential thing to remember. They have to impeach Trump because they can't beat him at the ballot box. They're going to have to try to undercut him by extra legal means. And then, remember what the purpose is behind all of this. Ultimately, the Democratic Party, like the pro or like the anti-Brexit people in England, or like the European Union, they're trying to build a whole new world of global government. And so global government is being threatened by many of the things Trump is doing.
Well, you talk about global government, New World Order. You have recently read an article. Let's go to China for just a little bit before we get back to here, because I think this is kind of the mirror that we need to look at. China has been set up kind of as this New World Order poster child, and tomorrow is their 70th anniversary, Mao Zedong, all of it, Hong Kong, everything. What do we need to know about China and how that fits into this global perspective?
Well, in 1972, Richard Nixon, president, decided to bet America's future, because at that time it looked as though we were having a great deal of trouble. China was de facto the ally of the Soviet Union. And so Nixon decided he would have to take an enormous risk in order to drive a wedge between the Soviets and the Chinese. And the wedge was he was going to intervene, he was going to go to China, he was going to shake Mao Zedong's hand, he was going to open the West to China, make them part of the capitalist trading system of the planet, which meant that China would very soon become quite rich. And so the gamble he was taking was that before China became rich enough to buy world dominance, which it virtually can do today, he was going to convert China to capitalism. He was going to take them out of the communist system. And in fact, some people think he succeeded. For example, just this weekend, Mayor Bloomberg, you remember Michael Bloomberg of New York, he declared that China is not a dictatorship. Gee, I didn't know that. The students protesting in Hong Kong who were scared to death didn't know that.
They may have a different opinion. Yeah.
Well, I mean, right now, China is working closely with Google, among other collections of leftists, in order to acquire the artificial intelligence to have total control of its populace. There is no secrecy, there is no privacy, there is no anonymity, there is no freedom of speech in China. Any citizen would pay a severe price for practicing any of those things. And therefore, I would say they're a dictatorship, even by American standards. Of course, now you can get fired, or I can get fired, for saying something politically incorrect, too, because we're gradually adopting the same social system, the social credit system, that China is using to control people. For example, the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, has pushed all of the credit card companies based in New York and said to them, I demand that you find a way to rig your credit card so that no one will ever be able to buy a gun or ammunition using your credit card. This goes very neatly with their idea of moving toward a cashless society. So they take away your money, they say all your purchases must be done by credit, and then they say, oh, and by the way, we're going to tell you what you can buy with that credit and what you can't buy. You can't buy things that are bad for you. You can't buy cigarettes. In Michael Bloomberg's case, you can't buy soda pop. Remember when he cracked down on that. And in particular, you can't buy guns. So there go your Second Amendment rights, because there goes your independent money. And that is a rather destructive future, but it's one of the means by which they will control us and the Chinese government will control China.
All right, let me interject here and ask a question right there. We've had many people on. Patrick Wood's been one of the leading about the technocracy, the AI, the merging of man, basically machines now starting to make their way into our lives. What you just described is George Orwell, is Eric Blair, is 1984 in reality. And this isn't some future dystopia. This is right now, present day China. They're about to have their anniversary. And this is right now, big parts of China, not all of China, but big parts of China. You can't get on a train if you don't recite your verses of Xi Jinping every morning, literally, instead of the Ten Commandments.
And worse than that, you can't have vital surgery. You can't get needed prescription drugs to stay alive. If they decide your social credit score is too low, and it's driven low if they've caught you doing anything they deem politically incorrect, moving away from the party.
Let me ask this question, because there have been many people that have cried wolf. Some think it's crying wolf. For years, people have been talking about, you know, the government's trying to take us over. They're all trying to control us. They're trying to take away our lives. What you have just said is that all those people were exactly right. A overarching sickle and hammer like force is about to be brought down on the Western world. That's what you just said. Is that true? I mean, do you really believe that?
Sure, but you have to put it together thread by thread, which is a little hard for people to do. For example, the impact of social media, where recently we had a major scholar, a person who used to be, among other things, the editor of Psychology Today, say he's done an elaborate study, and what the study found is that the social media can sway, can conjure up for the Democrats, if it wishes, up to 16 million votes that would not have been for them otherwise. That is more than enough to tip any election. Now, what kind of power is that? Is it real? Well, all you need to do is look back a few days to the election in Israel, where Benjamin Netanyahu, days before the vote of the people in this razor-thin election, suddenly found that Facebook had decided to close his web page.
Wow.
I mean, that is Facebook intervening directly to tilt an election.
Wow.
And it did so blatantly, obviously. Oh, it accused him, of course, of saying something racist or violent or whatever these excuses are now that offend someone. Of course, this means anyone who says he's offended has a veto over your right of free speech. And those people happen always to be with the left, like the whistleblower you mentioned earlier. The whistleblower is apparently someone who worked for John Brennan's CIA. Brennan, you remember, who voted for the Communist Party as a young man. Brennan, who is an extreme leftist in his orientation. But what that means in practice is he supports the New World Order. So did the Bush family. So did a lot of people who appear to be on the right as well as the left. But that is the great evil of Donald Trump. He is still a nationalist. He still believes in making America great again and letting that influence the world. Now, what are they doing in China? How close did Dixon come to winning that wager? He actually came somewhat close. I mean, under Deng Xiaoping and others, there was a movement in China to say that to be rich is glorious, that there can be such a thing as a socialist market economy that is half social or half capitalist. And then suddenly the government began to shift back in the other direction, in part because, as Niall Ferguson, the Harvard historian, pointed out, he's now at the Hoover Institution, they began to realize that Christianity had begun growing very rapidly in China, that at the rate it was growing in 50 years, China would be a Christian country. And they had to stop that, they believed. So they cracked down very, very hard on Christianity, on Islam. There are a million Uyghurs, Chinese Muslims, who are in concentration camps now in China, most of them in Western China.
Where are the people arguing about slavery? Where are the people arguing about injustices and social justice? Where are they screaming in America about what's going on in China right now?
Well, not just China. I mean, what I find interesting is you have all these radical activists saying we must tear down those Confederate statues of people who 150 years ago lost by being slave owners, lost in the Civil War and so on, or the war between the states.
And the War of Northern Aggression, as we like to say here.
The War of Northern Aggression.
Let's be honest.
So do we pronounce it Missouri or Missouri? I know. But basically, we are dealing with a world where the U.S. now is confronting these same people who, if you look at Elizabeth Warren's policies, if you look at the Bernie Sanders policies and others of the Democratic Party, they would turn you into a slave today. Forget 150 years ago. They would make you a slave today.
Oh, great
and
point.
Yet they are somehow praised as humanitarian.
I mean, the question I asked you before, I'm going to kind of, I don't know what I'm really asking you. I'm just looking at this and I'm probably wringing my hands and trying to make sense of it just as you are.
And you're wanting to believe it's not true.
Right, right, exactly. You're trying to
yes,
like wish it away or something. I mean, we're literally, I mean, this is way, what you are saying is way worse than the British at Concord and Lexington and Concord. I mean, this is,
they were trying to take colonial gunpowder and shot and so on.
Right. This is like,
in other words, they were practicing gun control. That's what tricked off our revolution.
Right. This
and of course,
is like,
we
that's
have to remember
nothing compared
that one
to what...
of the glorious things about America is how different we are from England or Europe. In England, if you say, I'm a conservative, I'm a Tory, that means basically that you hate capitalism, that you want to go back to a feudal order in which the people who rule and are rich will always be feudal and rich. That the wealth will not move from one group of hands to another. That's what everyone except Margaret Thatcher meant by conservatism. But in the U.S., a conservative is someone who is conserving the revolutionary tradition, the revolutionary tradition of 1776. In other words, we are a radical country among the conservatives, and we are a reactionary country trying to go back to feudalism, neo-feudalism, among the people on the left. They want to go back to centralized control, to authoritarianism, and so on.
Well, if what you're saying is true, I mean, should I load up on food storage and guns? I mean, that's what you're telling me.
Well, I'm telling you, free your mind. I'm telling you the problem we face is not just government, it's the governmentality. It's falling into the idea that guided people like the Bushes and the Buckleys and so on. That kind of conservatism, I mean, National Review is a wonderful magazine, but it's a European conservative magazine. It takes a basically European conservative view, whereas I would prefer to take an American conservative view, being a libertarian myself. You know, the people who were called 19th century liberals, back when the Democratic Party, ironically, was the party of states' rights, of decentralism. Of course, it was also the party of slavery and a few other things, like the Klan. But the Democratic Party was, by comparison, small government party, and the Republicans were the big government party, the party that was first to introduce the income tax, first to introduce military conscription, saying the government owned you and could ship your body off to fight in a war you didn't even believe in. That all first happened under the Republicans, not the Democrats.
All right, let me ask you, let's go back to China. Let me ask you about Hong Kong. Obviously, that's been a hot button. I'm of the feeling those protesters in Hong Kong, I have to believe that especially those young people, they have heard stories from their mother, their father, their grandparents, their great-grandparents who fled Mao in the 50s, and they're seeing what's happened in China now. They're probably telling their great-grandchildren, they're probably telling them, whatever you do, life or limb, whatever sacrifice, it is not too great. Do not let China come encroach on our city. I have to believe that that's being whispered in their ear from the time they're born.
And Hong Kong is a much more capitalist place than even the United States.
Yes.
I mean, they really practice free market economics, and in fact, that is deeply rooted in the Chinese people. It's not coincidental that the overseas Chinese are often referred to as the Jews of Asia. They are deeply they're deeply immersed in business practices, in wise investment, and so on. They really value that level of human freedom.
What do we need to know about Hong Kong, then? Tomorrow's the anniversary. What do we need to know about Hong Kong?
Well, Hong Kong was governed by the British. let us remember. So they're not quite what we would call free enterprise, but they are certainly in some ways better than the U.S. They are a tiny place. They're independent. There were occasions where people would swim across the water from communist China to Hong Kong, and when they got there, what the people found most interesting about them is they were utterly helpless. They had spent their entire lives taking orders. And so they were told what to do, what to think, and so on.
Sounds
and they
like
were
public
incapable
school.
Of thinking or acting for themselves initially. They had to be completely retrained in life.
Wow. Wow.
That's and that's
powerful.
What you face under a communist state. Human beings have two choices in the world as it's set up today. You can choose freedom or you can choose security. And our founders understood this. Ben Franklin talked about it. You know, those who are willing to trade their freedom for security will wind up having neither. But that's the point. The welfare state, you know, Newt Gingrich's famous statement, it's hard to run against Santa Claus. But that's what you're dealing with when you deal with the Democratic Party promising everything to everybody. The difficulty becomes that a lot of people prefer security to freedom. They don't really care that much about being free or achieving. They don't achieve that much, so they're never really going to be major successes under capitalism. So they would prefer to just get the welfare check and do nothing. They rather like the idea the Democratic Party now preaches of a universal basic income where every month you're sent $1,000 or $1,200 for doing nothing. Literally money for nothing. Everybody has that amount of money. You can get together with a few friends and rent an apartment and live without working for the rest of your life. And ironically, even some of my fellow libertarians like that idea. And the reason they like it is simple. 81 cents out of every dollar the government spends on the poor here never gets to the poor. It is eaten up by the welfare bureaucracy, by the social workers, by the $100,000 a year political appointees, and so on, who administer the welfare state and who tell welfare recipients, don't stop, keep on welfare, don't go to work, because they make their living, the 81 cents out of every dollar, from the welfare state. So they want to keep it. As long as people are dependent on government, they can be assumed to at least have a good chance of voting for the government they're dependent on. And so the Democrats have made an entire way of life out of keeping a dependent class in the country. And when remember, in 2018, the Democrats were in a desperate, desperate way. People forget this. They had lost the House. They had lost the Senate. They had lost the White House. The American people had largely turned against them. And only by the use of the heaviest, most vicious propaganda and other manipulative techniques were they able to reclaim the House.
And voter fraud. Don't forget voter fraud.
Yeah, oh, well, tons of voter fraud, yes. But what we now see, well, remember, too, in 2018, 45 Republicans did not seek re-election to the House. And that opened, basically, the number of people who in seats that went Democrat, many of whom Nancy Pelosi rightly understands do not want to endorse impeachment of Trump because they're sitting in districts that went for Trump in the 2016 election. So it's an interesting exercise. Nancy Pelosi could lose power altogether over this impeachment gambit. But the point is, Democrats were willing to do anything to win because they were about to become a third party. They were about to sink into oblivion altogether in the U.S. But they have found enough of their way back that they think they can now win. Well, as Al Green, the congressman from Texas, has been putting it for many months, we have to impeach Trump because otherwise he'll win.
Yeah. What do you make of the Democratic Party now openly? See, I've called them, you know, people can have opinions before, and it's really a political opinion. I don't think this is a political opinion anymore. The DNC is a terrorist organization, and I point to specifically their stance on guns and how they don't think that you can be responsible to make a decision to have a gun to arm yourself or not. That makes you a terrorist organization in America to me. What do you make of them being so openly aggressive about taking guns now?
Oh, I agree. The essence of gun control has nothing to do with guns. It has everything to do with control.
Right.
And therefore, you make people helpless. You force them to depend on the government to protect them. At the same time that the Democrats under Barack Obama carried out the largest gerrymander ever attempted in human history, I call it the Obamamander, and that is they simply changed the southern border of the U.S. to include all of Mexico and half of Central America. And just to let millions and millions of people flood into the United States. In other words, if the electorate does not support Democrats, the Democrats' solution to that is not to change their own ideology. It is to change the electorate.
Yeah. Easy.
And that's what they've been doing. They've been bringing in people who are accustomed to government dependence, and many of whom are, I think that will backfire in the long run because the average Hispanic has a very strong work ethic, family values, is anti-abortion, and so on, is religious. And they're not going to be swayed by the Democratic Party forever. They're already at least 40% for Trump, and probably much greater than any of us realize because the polls are rigged.
Hold on. If you're saying the Hispanics in this country are 40% for Trump, there is no way on God's green earth that anybody can beat Trump.
That's
not
true.
Not a straight up race.
And the African American community may go as much as 20% for Trump, and that would be all she wrote. Yes, the Democratic Party would be into oblivion.
Forget about it. They don't have a prayer if the voting is any kind of fair. Is it a race now? What you just said, is it a race to overcome these values with a new electric or people who don't really know what they're doing before the people who don't know what they're doing who come into this country actually wake up and say, wait a minute, I don't want abortion. Wait a minute, I like working. Wait a minute, this is ridiculous. I don't want these illegals coming in here ruining my job either. I mean, is it kind of a race going on right now?
Oh, certainly it's a race, and they have defined, you notice, everything in classic collectivist style. You are no longer you, an individual created uniquely by God. You are a member of various interest groups.
You may be
a gay, you may be a black, you may be whatever, but you are simply the shoeboxes that you fit into. That's how Democrats see you. They don't see you as an individual person anymore.
Well,
that's how they manipulate those groups.
I don't think it's unique to Democrats, but
politics for you.
Identity politics. There's the music on the other side. More with Lowell Ponte. What a great interview. Great to have you on, Lowell. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned. And also, call after the show. You can call. I'd love to talk to you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Hour, and I wanted to let you know about the Mastering Vaccine Information Bootcamp from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an 8-week online intensive training course that covers herd immunity and the truth about what safe and effective really means. Most importantly, you will learn key concepts to stand your ground. The course information coupled with the language training is what makes this course both unique and powerful. Open enrollment is from September 26th through October 1st. Sign up by visiting MasteringVaccineInfo.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
I'd like to remind you, tomorrow is the last day for enrollment in the Mastering Vaccine Info course. MasteringVaccineInfo.com/enroll now. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you have to do slash enroll now. MasteringVaccineInfo.com/enroll now. Tomorrow's last day. Certainly worth your attention. Great interview last week. Check that out if you'd like to learn more. I think it was Friday. What's that day? 26th? What's the day? 27th? 27th. 27th of last week. Great interview, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. ThePowerMall.com. That's where we get the fuel to put in the tank to drive this truck down the road that we call independent media. That through this tapestry of delusion and really lunacy, that there's a show that actually has independent thought. Are we right all the time? No, we're not right all the time, but at least we have independent thought, and it's your thought, and this is your show. We don't get checks from George Soros. We don't get the People's Republic of China doesn't have a representative here sitting next to me with a scowl on his face when I say something crooked. Because of you, ladies and gentlemen. This is your broadcast and your support. Thank you so much. After the show today, about 1:30 Central time in the United States, we've already told the shortwave people, I'll be on the phone lines again and would love to be there to take orders. Would love to hear from you. Even if you don't want to order anything, you just want to say hi, would love to talk to you. It was very fun last week here. I'll do this, you know, at least every month I'll commit to doing something like this. I really want to reach out and talk to you guys. This connection, our power, that's the name of the show, the Power Hour. We have power, and if we can see that and feel that in each other, it multiplies in who we are, and we start to radiate something. Every one of you is commissioned to a war. This is a war, and we talk about details, and you think it's Republican, Democrat, or whatever. It's not. It's good versus evil. It's morality versus control. It's liberty versus universal deceit, universal control. All the universe, all of creation resonates to liberty, to freedom, to ingenuity, to the divinity that is placed upon you. And that's what we're pushing here. That's what we're selling. That's what we're about at its core. And you're a part of that. And I want you to feel that, know that. I would love to talk to you. So, 877-817-9829. We got great specials on Grown by Nature, Global Healing Center, Good Health Naturally Products, Ron Sally, the Helon, and the Lamb Cream. I'll tell you a quick story about, and this shocked me. My dogs all the time, My dog likes to get in fights with raccoons. I mean, my dog is he's a dog. He liked, he's got a lot of dog in him, and he doesn't like anything on this property that doesn't belong, and that means anything. And he's all the time, not all the time, but, every once in a while he gets scratched up. He gets the better part of this most of the time. And his eye was all puffed up and he got some burrs in it or something. My uncle said he came back with something in his eye. So his eye was starting to close and all this. And I had some eye ointment for dogs that I had used before. So at first I put some lamb cream on it and then some of this ointment. And then like immediately, you know, quickly his eye started to do a little better, started to open back up, what have you. And then for some reason I quit using the lamb cream. I just kept using the ointment. And then his eye started, it didn't really get much better. I'm like, what in the world's going on? So then the other day I said, well, I'll put the heel on. So I put a drop of heel on with the thing. And again, boom, it's like I look way better like immediately. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the heel on and the lamb cream that's affecting his eye more than the other stuff. I couldn't believe it. This thing has had so many uses, the heel on and the lamb cream. It's just fantastic. It's on sale at the Power Mall, Oregadent, Cold Storm, Collagen Power Plus, the OxySil, the Silver Shield deodorant. You know, if you're ordering something, throw in a deodorant. That's fantastic, that stuff, and there's no reason to put aluminum under your skin, or on your skin, under your arms, right there where your lymph nodes are and everything. Big part of what we do with Joyce, her legacy, is the Power Mall, because it empowers you. Health. Remember, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. God intends you to be. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. I'll be on the phones in just about an hour. Love to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. Back to our fantastic guest. Lowell is a very accomplished writer, and his perspective and his ability in radio, obviously he's done a lot of radio, and I was kind of surprised about his description of the social credit system. And everybody says Chinese social credit. It's not Chinese social credit system. It is the social global social credit system. China is just the beta project where it's going. And I'm a little, I want to ask you a question, Lowell, one more question on China, then I want to get into this impeachment goat rodeo. You mentioned Nixon and Mao Zedong, and symbolically, Nixon, America shaking hands with Mao Zedong is just, it's really despicable in so many ways. Some people are of the idea that it wasn't a gamble by Nixon. He wasn't trying to, you know, get the people. It was a literal, a connection where the money of the wealth could be stolen and sent to China, sent to Asia there. Because they would do the New World Order policies, because they would be New World Order central, the globalist central. This would be the system. It was almost a coup by a handshake. I mean, some people think that that's really went on, and then they stole all our intellectual property. They stole our, not stole, but they negotiated away by corrupt politicians, all our industry, our manufacturing, the basis, all the money then went over to China for them to now build this global system, this global credit system, which is being beta. That this was always the plan. Some people say that. I tend more to that idea. Do you see any relevance in that thought?
Oh, well, sure. I mean, China thought of itself as the center of the world for thousands of years. It believes it should rule the planet. You see, who finally came to rule China, we now see, is Xi Jinping. Who or what is Xi Jinping? Well, he's a rather interesting figure if you look into him. I don't know if you believe in Chinese astrology, but the point is the Chinese do. Xi Jinping was born in 1953, which according to Chinese astrology was a year of the black water snake. In other words, he is what the Chinese call a snake person, which parents go out of their way not to have children in a year of the snake because of what it implies. China's fortune tellers believe snake people can be proud, materialistic, vain, vicious, venomous, scheming, cunning, and like snakes, speak with forked tongues. That's who we're dealing with now. And he did not like the extent to which we were influencing China to become more and more capitalistic, more and more Christian. And so he simply began fighting back, or he didn't need to fight that much, to shift policy back against that. He began attacking all kinds of alternative philosophies and ideas. Remember, under Mao, China had even conquered Tibet, had killed 1.2 million Tibetans. had destroyed 6,000 Tibetan Buddhist monasteries and so on. So this is not exactly Chinese history we're looking at. This year marks not only the 70th birthday of Communist China, but also the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square and China killing 3,000 students there. That was an interesting confrontation because at first China's gerontocracy was going to send in regular Chinese troops to kill the students. They knew what would happen. They did not want students rallying around a homemade version of the Statue of Liberty from the United States. And so they thought about it and then paused and said, no, we don't dare do that, because if we sent in ordinary Chinese troops, they might go over to the people. They might join the student. And then we would have a hell of a mess politically. So China sent for its elite troops, kept in barracks 45 miles north of Beijing. The elite troops were distinguished by, among other things, that they had been very carefully hand-selected and trained to be willing to kill fellow Chinese on government orders. If this sounds familiar, it's because Bill Clinton did the same thing. He was selecting U.S. Marine commanders and so on in various West Coast meeting gatherings. For their willingness, they were asked questions like, if the United Nations commanded that Americans be killed who refused to give up their guns to the government, would you or wouldn't you kill fellow Americans? And they selected out a group of Marines who answered positively to those kinds of questions, who would provide a "we will obey the government no matter what, forget the Constitution" attitude. And so that's what the Chinese used. China has since, of course, under Xi, seized coral islands belonging to other nations of the South China Sea. They've developed laser cannon capable of destroying our GPS satellites, which are nowadays used to guide our cruise missiles to their target. They've developed hypersonic missiles. They are developing a blue water navy capable of fighting us. It was recently acknowledged that they have developed a whole series of craft and techniques for being able to land on some of the more difficult beaches of Taiwan when they decide to invade that place. China's constitution, ever since the insanity of Chairman Mao Zedong, has had a provision in it banning for leaders from creating a cult of personality and limiting the terms of presidents to 2 5-year terms. But Xi had himself proclaimed ruler for life. He has recently had others use titles for him, such as the People's Leader, formerly used only for Chairman Mao himself and no one else. In other words, this is a guy with a very totalitarian impulse. He's building a monitoring state, by the way, as I said, with the help of Google, at the same time that Google's people have refused to help the U.S. Pentagon develop artificial intelligence capabilities. They are helping Communist China develop such techniques. China has its Belt and Road system around the world. The way Belt and Road works is China will go to a poor country like Zambia or Sri Lanka or whatever, and will say to them, you know, if you just had a better port or a better railroad or a better airport, you would be a great tourist center, and you'd make China, that China will build these things for them. And so China does, and then, lo and behold, it does not bring in the revenue that they were led to believe it would. They have to renege on paying for it because they're poor countries. And at that, China says, all right, in exchange for payment, we are going to demand that you give us the following ports, the following airports, and so on. So China literally is establishing military bases in Zambia, Kenya, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, other countries foolish enough to go along with it. And some very strange countries have actually signed on to have China help run their ports. One of them is Israel. China runs two of the major ports in Israel.
Really? I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's big news.
So this is their Belt and Road concept. Now, as Trump is trying to negotiate with China, but of course he's being undermined at every turn, and China, which probably would negotiate with Trump after this October holiday celebration is over, has Joe Biden sitting there, and they own Joe Biden. They paid Joe Biden's son $1.5 billion. And he accepted it as, in effect, a bribe. And now we're told that, oh, well, that's all Trump's evil. It has nothing to do with Biden taking the money and then boasting about it.
Everything you're saying, you know, and I know it's true. Some of the things are surprised, at least to me, to our audience. We kind of generally understand this. How are we supposed to take this? I mean, you're telling us that the evil empire is China. The Xi Jinping, it may be the reincarnation of Mao, so to speak. You're talking about a social credit system that wants to put us into a hot. I mean, you are painting such a picture. How in the world are our listeners supposed to take this?
Well, we should roll back their islands in the South China Sea. We should probably provide nuclear weapon capability to Japan, though it already has it. We should probably be doing all kinds of things to push China back from trying to become the dominant power in that part of the world. What's really frightening is China is one of those eternal powers, as the Arabs used to be. That is, they don't measure time in how much are we going to make next quarter. They measure time in decades and centuries. So they say, oh, well, if we follow this policy, the U.S. is gradually weakening, we're gradually strengthening, we'll surpass them 50 or 100 years from now. And that's just fine. But China has changed under Xi Jinping. It now wants to rule the world by the year 2049, upon the 100th anniversary of China's creation, or Communist China's creation. And as a result, they're applying a good deal of pressure, and they are gambling. But they're vastly stronger economically than, for example, Russia. I mean, everyone looks at Russia and says, oh, what a great power we deal with there. Russia has a weaker economy than Brazil.
Mm.
Russia has something like the 11th or 12th strongest economy in the world, which barely Italy has a stronger economy than Russia does.
Well, they got a lot of people. They do have a lot of people.
They have about 25,000, and they're declining.
Let's turn back. Is there anything you want to final say about China? Because I want to turn back to this impeachment thing, because this kind of seems like it's in the middle of all this. So let's transition back to that.
I know that you had also considered talking a little bit about Iran and whether we're going to go to war there, which is certainly worth considering. Remember the famous saying of Randolph Bourne during World War I, war is the health of the state. A government is never stronger than when it's at war. It can silence its enemies. It can divert its spending to all kinds of things. It can raise taxes. I mean, governments are delighted when they're at war because of what they can do, and that's something that puts the people behind them. We even have the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Prince Salman, saying just this weekend that war between Saudi and Iran would bring down the world economy.
Yeah, probably.
And it would certainly weaken it. But understand, the U.S. dollar used to have at least token gold backing up until August or April 1971. Richard Nixon cut the last anchor of gold to the dollar. It was the euro dollar. It was the thing that let European central banks say, we've got this pile of dollars. Would you convert it to gold for us? And France was showing signs of actually saying, we've got all these billions of dollars. Would you give us all the gold in Fort Knox, please? And Nixon did not want to do that, so he just ended the convertibility, ended the financial arrangements that existed up until then, and the dollar began to sink. It sank by about a third almost overnight. The problem that he dealt with, or how he dealt with it, was to go to Saudi Arabia and make a secret agreement. And that agreement was that Saudi would continue to sell their oil only for U.S. dollars, meaning we basically went from a gold standard to an oil standard in the world overnight. But the problem is the price to be paid for that is we'd have to be willing to spend a great deal, if they ask, of American blood and treasure fighting to defend Saudi Arabia in order to get that deal. And that's why we are the world reserve currency today, and that's what we face as a threat right now. So that's when you look to Iran and you look in that environment and you see just how risky it is. Now, who is the devil behind most of our problems in the Middle East and the world today? Well, in the long run, it's the British, who were promising, for example, Israel to the Jews in order to get money and other support during World War I. And at the same time, they had Lawrence of Arabia fighting with the Arabs and promising the Arabs that they would get the same land. So Britain promised the same land to two different groups of people. This, needless to say, did not have a wonderful outcome. And then, at the end of World War I, they gave it to neither. They just kept the land as Britain itself. I mean, this is why they speak of perfidious Albion, you know, the dishonesty of Britain. But since then, the devil in the world for the last quarter of the 20th century was, of course, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, who looked at the Shah of Iran, our bulwark, our great ally, who was democratizing Iran, who was giving special rights to women that they'd never had before, and so on. Therefore, he was quite unpopular with the very conservative medieval clerics of Iran and in Islam. And Jimmy Carter noted that the Shah of Iran had 3,000 agents, most of whom were Soviet agents who'd come across the Soviet border into Iran to subvert it, and was torturing them. And, oh, this was just terrible, said Jimmy Carter. He turned to the CIA and said, I want you to cut off the $4 million a year you're paying as bribes to the mullahs to dampen down their Friday criticisms and sermons against the Shah of Iran. And the CIA said, but Mr. Carter, it's insane to do that. It's costing us nothing to keep the Shah in power. No, I want you to cut it off. And so they cut it off. That caused a huge uprising by the clerics. That toppled the Shah and all American values and modernization that went with it. By the way, the Shah was supplying oil to Israel during the Arab oil embargoes, because Iran is not Arab, it's Persian. It's very different from Arab. Anyway, the Shah of Iran, our faithful ally there, destroyed on a whim of Jimmy Carter's in order to maintain human rights. Now, what happened to the human rights? By the way, I notice our time is running down. The human rights, the Ayatollah Khomeini took over the government. The first thing he did was to take the 3,000 prisoners out of prison, put them up against a wall, and shoot them. So they all died immediately. That's human rights. That precipitated the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Oh, and the Iran-Iraq war that killed 500,000 people. The invasion of Afghanistan led to the rising of Arab terrorist groups fighting the Soviets, such as Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, who, with what they learned doing that, turned it on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on 9/11. In other words, all those deaths, the 3,000 Americans on 9/11, the 500,000 Iraqis and Iranians during the Iran-Iraq war, all of that blood is on Jimmy Carter's hands. He has created unfathomable evil. He is the reason that right now Iran is governed by a group of fanatic medieval Muslim Twelvers who believe that the ultimate triumph of Islam in the world will be brought about by the return of the 12th Imam, who will become the Mahdi in their legend. Right. In other words, they favor nuclear weapons and they favor a nuclear war in the world precisely to bring about the triumph of Islam. That's what Jimmy Carter created, and he got a Nobel Peace Prize for it.
Wow. Lowell, we got, I don't mean, this is fantastic information. We literally got 3 minutes left. I have to ask you about this goat rodeo called the impeachment. Where is this going to go? Where is this going to shake out? Is this all a cover so that we can lower the stock market and blame it on the Democrats? I mean, what? 3 minutes, impeachment, go.
Oh, it's worse than that. Anyone who would like, you mentioned a copy of Craig Smith's and my book. You see Craig once a week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. Our seventh book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, you can get absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny just by calling 800. You don't have to give $20 to Jeff Bezos and Amazon. 800 is the toll-free number. 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. Will not cost a penny. It's a wonderful read. So where is all of this going? I can't believe that anyone takes any of this seriously. I mean, Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee fund a dossier used to falsely attack a president for more than 2 years. It is finally discredited, but Hillary is not in jail for all the laws she broke. Trump has not been forgiven or apologized to, and the Democrats have made it clear they're just going to stage one version of this after another, where Joe Biden commits massive crimes against the U.S., takes more than $1.5 billion for his son, Hunter, who was thrown out of the Navy Reserve for cocaine abuse, for Bolivian marching powder up his nose, and Trump is now damned, not Joe Biden, because Trump didn't commit a big crime. He committed a little tiny crime by pointing to what Biden had done and said, we need to investigate this.
Can he,
the Democrats won't investigate it, of course.
Lowell, he's the top Department of Justice person in America. Is he not allowed to ask the question, what is this going on about this getting rid of the prosecutor? I mean, what is it? He's not allowed to ask that question? Come on.
Right. And more than that, he's being attacked for example, having a conversation with the head of the Ukraine government. Well, boys and girls, Bill Clinton signed a treaty with the Ukraine government saying the U.S. and Ukraine would cooperate in ferreting out corruption. They were ferreting out corruption. Joe Biden intervened when he was vice president with U.S. taxpayer money and said, we will not give Ukraine $1 billion in promised aid if you keep investigating the company that my son is being paid $83,000 a month for, that he knows nothing about, but he gets to be on the board of directors. I mean, this is high corruption and high dishonesty. But again, the real issue is Joe Biden is owned by China. Do you really want that kind of creature for your president?
The number, 1-800-630-1492, 1-800-630-1492 for the book. Lowell, it's an absolute pleasure. God bless you, my friend.
And God bless you for having the courage to be a beacon of truth, Daniel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, in about a half hour, I'll be on the lines if you want to talk to me. I'd love to talk to you. God bless you. Have a great evening, everybody. See you soon.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.